Hey, when you guys were, like, looking in the camera after I had already left the room, and I came back, and you guys looking in the camera, reminded me of that episode of Arrested Development when the camera feeds straight to the prison.
Yeah, that one.
Why you gotta be like that?
I don't know. Welcome back to the Team Mongoose Podcast for episode 92, take 2, 92.
Part 92 B.
To take 2, part B.
Side Direct, B, the uncensored track.
Director's cut,
take
unreleased.
Take 2 and call me in the morning.
Take 2 and call the doctor in the morning.
Take 2 of D's and call me in the morning, you know what I mean?
Dicks? Sorry,
you got it.
Yep, take 2 dicks.
You got it.
That's what I meant. Good. Yep, take 2 dicks right in the butt. That's exactly.
All right, so take 2 dicks, call them in the morning. You take them however you want.
They're usually suppositories.
We're not going to restrict you there, but...
Suppositories are the commonly accepted way, but you can take them orally.
But why would... No. What? No.
No space docking. That's out of the question.
Gross.
that's gross.
The hell are you talking about?
What?
The hell are you talking about, boy?
I don't know. I'm doing this whole thing where I just kind of start a sentence and see where my brain goes with it.
Yeah, so that probably doesn't work out very well.
Stop it.
I've been waiting for it to pay off. It hasn't yet.
Well, somebody figure. Slap him. Tell him no.
I don't like that. Terry, don't slap. Terry, take that. He meant it figuratively.
I don't think he did.
He probably did. Stop hitting me.
It was more of a literal figurative.
Not your plaything, Terry.
No, you're my punching bag.
Damn.
I'm your boy. I'm behind the microphone, though.
What are you doing?
I'm moving this so I can move the mic closer.
Oh. Well, you should have done that before.
Well, you were playing Snap, bro.
You should have said something. Oh,
okay, I fell over.
It's on the floor. That's fine.
The 64 fell
it's
over.
It's tough, though. You could drop a TV on a 64. It'll be fine.
You can't drop a 64 on a TV, though.
No.
You know, you could drop
TV
you can drop a
crush.
On a Darien. I'll tell you that much.
What's up, Ryan?
I said you can drop a TV on a Darien. We all saw that.
He almost died.
He was fine.
It's fine. After
almost dead is
attention.
Fine. Come on. As long as he's not dead.
What a flesh.
He was fine after all the medical attention.
Yeah, well, one time Sky had a party and some kid busted his head open, and Sarah and my mom had to take him to the hospital.
Did he get in a fight?
Yeah, what happened?
No.
Did a pancake hit him?
Somebody. He like jumped out of the water, and somebody jumped in the water, and he lost to somebody's elbow.
Oh.
What happened to the dude's elbows?
Elbows
he
are
couldn't?
Like racers, man.
They
for
are,
little
dude.
Kids? Little kid elbows?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not talking little kids, dude. This
pointy?
Was like...
Well, elbows in general, but yeah, it was smaller.
It was 3
kid.
Years ago. They were like 14, 15. They weren't little.
Littler than
this
you
was back
kids.
In 14, 15?
14, 15.
That's, man,
that's
your brother's old. How is he your little brother?
I was there. I'm old as well, you dumbass.
Oh, that makes sense.
Doesn't it, though?
Now that you've explained it, that makes sense.
You're old, Ryan.
Thanks, Dwight.
I don't think we can hang out with you anymore.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we gotta break up.
You're like lowering our cool rating right now.
Yeah, man.
Old man.
I don't know anything I'm upping your cool, because you know all those kids are into like fucking you're up in old his shit. Cool. You know what I mean?
Who into old shit?
No.
Hipster kids. They all want to be like, oh, look at all this old shit I got.
What about the hamster kids?
That's not our demographic.
I'm just saying. I'm an important asset.
I'm just saying you don't fit the position anymore.
Only one part of that sentence was correct, and that was the ass part.
You want to beat your dick off?
Got him. Got him. Nailed it. Dude, pound it.
Oh, with both hands.
Dude, we found it. It was official.
It was official.
That's company official.
That's how we off and pounding it.
We don't sign stuff. We just pound it.
All right, bump it.
All right, it's official.
It's like those wax seals. You put your fist in the wax and you press it on the paper.
You press it on the like you have the ring, right?
Yeah,
yeah. That has like the seal on it.
Only it's just your knuckles.
No, but the seal is like a picture of your knuckles. So it's like it's on your knuckles, like it's a
big
a
knuckle print with a tiny knuckle print in it.
Yeah, yeah.
With a knuckle print in it.
Yeah.
You could seal massive envelopes with that thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're going to have some pretty important documents. You want to make sure it's closed.
With wax.
Extra make sure.
Hey,
it's double this pound.
Someone mail us a letter that's sealed with wax. That'd be cool. Ooh. Like the right way. Not the don't just way.
Don't just dump candle wax on it.
Dump candle wax on it, alright?
The hell are you talking about?
Wait, just oh.
You can't do that.
I know.
On the podcast.
I know. I'm sorry.
He's breaking the podcast rules.
No, I'm on Google.
Woo,
man.
Woo.
I'm on
podcast
Google.
Police.
Look, I'm on.
You're under arrest for being a.
What? I'm under
arrest.
Sir,
I'm gonna have to ask you to turn around and place your hands on the wall.
Put your hands off. Take your hands off the keyboard, sir.
I'm gonna ask Twitter,
sir.
Questions
hands off the keyboard
for podcasts. All right.
Okay.
Take two of the podcasts. Tweet us your questions. tmpodcast.com/Terry? Snapagoo and Tybert.
Mm-hmm. That's me.
No, it ain't.
Both of those.
Shut up, Tyler.
Yeah, shut up, Terry. Tyler.
Yeah, Terry.
Oh, sorry, Terry. I didn't mean to say you.
Everybody, shut up.
Shut up,
baby. I know you know I love you.
Hey, so
you Bender.
Speaking,
shut up. I know it.
Speaking of Twitter, I had a lovely time the last few days on Twitter.
Don't care.
You saw it, yeah?
What did I see?
You well
are you on,
wait.
You're on Windows 8.
I'm on Windows 8, yeah. My bad. It's all right. Okay,
well,
I got the thing, so I got the start bar, you know. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're talking about the T-Mobile thing.
I'm talking about the T-Mobile thing.
Yeah.
So, for those of you who do not follow me on Twitsta,
Twitster.com.
On Twitster.com, which is the hipster Twitter.
Huh? That's all right. Well then, fuck
we're not,
you.
Listen, we're not into, unlike
your
hipsters,
glasses, sir?
Over on my desk.
Oh, okay.
He's only on it ironically.
Yeah.
He's a hipster. Meta hipster.
Yeah.
He's like beyond regular hipster.
Okay, so.
Shut up too, Terry.
For those who don't follow me on Twitter, Ryan or Tyler, did you guys see the little interaction?
I saw the very beginning of it.
No.
I will give you guys here on Skype what went down. So basically, I was watching Hulu. I was catching up on Community.
The Kardashians.
The Kardashians and Parks and Rec.
Good combination.
Well, you know.
You do a smart show and then a dumb show.
I'm really rounded off. So, and Hulu was berating me with depression medication stuff. And it was the stuff that has, like, 1,000 side effects.
Yeah.
Some of them include, like...
death.
Mental loss. Like, memory loss. I forgot already. I probably should stop taking it.
I don't know why you bought it.
They had a convincing commercial. Up until the part where they spent 90% of the back half of it talking about all the horrible things that can happen to you. I'm serious. Like, it's really bad.
Yeah.
And, I think it's called, like, El Mezzo or El... something like that. I'll try to find it and put it in the link bucket. Awful, awful stuff. And it was just the same commercial over and over and over. And it was driving me insane. So I got pissed off and went on Twitter, like I always do.
No, me. I get mad. I get on Twitter.
And I just start smashing the keyboard. Pretty soon, some sentences came out of that smashing. And then... After I was done complaining about the depression stuff, and I was like, also, on that note, fuck those T-Mobile commercials. They have such... they keep choosing stupid songs that irritate everyone anytime they're on. And it's... I was mainly talking about the one that, with the girl riding the bike, and she's like, 1, 2, Kalamazoo, and stuff like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Awful commercials.
I see you've memorized it.
Well, I'll get to it. So, about an hour or so after that, T-Mobile actually... responds to me on Twitter, and they says, like, we like those jingles, but can definitely see how it can affect your TV watching. And I told them, I was like, jingles are a double-edged sword. Sure, they can get stuck in your head, which is what they want,
mm-hmm.
but then they get stuck in your head, mm-hmm. and that's not what you want. And so they responded again, true, but sometimes humming tunes to yourself can be fun, with a smiley face.
And then you're just like, shut the fuck up,
T-Mobile. So at this point in the conversation, I decided to sing them their commercial word for word, lyric for lyric.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd sing, about 7 tweets go by of me singing their song. And then I was like, second verse, same as the first. Mm-hmm. Sorry, you gotta watch 3 of the same commercials on Hulu, but that's okay, it's fun to sing. So I sing the entire song again to them through Twitter. And then about an hour after that, they're like, LOL, you see, smiley face, our marketing worked. And then they keep trying to say, it's like, please let me know if there's anything T-Force can assist you with. And so I was like, okay, I'll
and
just...
you're like, hell no.
I stopped it there. I was like, good on you for being a good sport, but I'm quite happy with my Galaxy S2 from at Sprint. Can't beat that unlimited data.
From it. From at Sprint is my favorite store as well. I'm glad I'm not alone in that one.
From at Sprint. I was meant that I tagged Sprint in the conversation.
Oh, so, I got you. Yeah. I got you. Stupid. My bad.
I'm speaking Twitster.
Okay, so you are... that's the base.
So sure. I said, you can't beat that unlimited data. Kind of like shoving it in their face. And they said... they responded back. It's like, well, if you decide to make a change, let us know. Then Sprint gets in the game, and they message me back. We're quite happy with you too, but your timeline did make us giggle. And yeah. So I was like, "All right, awesome. Hey, when does that S4 come out? I need an upgrade."
Right.
So I was trying to leeway my way into getting a new phone or something. You know?
Yeah, we gotta give you a phone for that.
Listen, that's
you said some funny stuff on Twitter. Here's a $400 phone.
I've seen some stupid stuff, all right?
If it worked like that, oh my.
All right, so it doesn't hurt to try.
So I know, right?
They're like, they said they think that it's going to be pretty sweet. No official release date, though. And then they asked if there's anything up with my S2. And then I told them that my audio jack was kind of messed up a bit. And since the 4.0 update, it's slow. Then they told me to send it to a service and repair store to get checked out. You know, they went back to business. And I was like, well, whatever, I'm done with you. And I
stopped
tweeting.
You're boring me.
Yeah.
This isn't fun anymore.
Just send them a tweet back. You're like, hashtag bored.
Yeah.
I'm out.
So, yeah, that was my adventure with Twitter the last few days, the last day or so. It was pretty fun. Did not expect them to tweet me.
Makes it pretty
like,
fun.
Damn.
Yeah, then Sprint coming in.
Talking mad shit on that bullshit T-Mobile.
Oh, man. A lot of questions already. Not more than usual.
Question one.
Question one's from Brad Ray. He says, how cool exactly is that Rai Rai guy?
Here's so, not very.
Well, no, there you go. That's you answered it. Podcast question.
I sure did. Not very.
I don't care for Job.
For Job?
I don't care for Job.
Emily asked a very bad question. She asked, which MLP character is your favorite? Even if you don't like the show, everyone has a favorite.
What is MLP?
What show?
My Little Pony.
Oh.
Fluttershy. Yeah.
I've never watched it before.
I haven't
either. Tyler, I'm really sad that you actually answered that so quickly.
Oh, man. No, I didn't.
The blue one.
Tyler had sisters. He had an excuse.
I like the green one.
I watched
one.
This like a month ago. Yes. I mean, yes. Years and years ago.
I hear good things about the blue one.
I hear the green one has a great personality.
There isn't a... Never mind.
Whatever.
He was going to correct me.
If there ain't a green one, there better be.
They're fucked. This is why I don't watch the show.
It ain't a green one.
Favorite game as a kid.
Gonna be narrow that timeline down a little bit.
Yeah.
Generally, any Final Fantasy or Mario or Zelda.
Mario, Zelda.
I'm gonna go with one of the Zeldas because I don't generally play games whose main characters are kids.
I was big on Sonic back in the
day. I loved NES or Earthbound, whose main character was a kid.
Earthbound was good, yes.
And technically, Link's main character, or Zelda's main character, is often a kid.
Earthbound.
Yeah, that's
why. Someone was gonna give me Earthbound. I told him no.
You don't have anything to play it with.
Well, that night, it's just, it doesn't hold any nostalgia with me like it does other people.
Mm-hmm.
So, what? Someone giving me a $200 game, I'd be like, I don't want that.
I never played Earthbound when it was actually out on Super Nintendo. I only played it on the emulator.
Well, I had it for the Super Nintendo.
I need a Super Nintendo. Someone mail me a working Super Nintendo, and then I'll mail you back a jar of farts. Not human farts, either.
Sign them.
Exotic farts from the
rainforest.
Sign
every single one of them farts.
I'm coming home from California with a Dreamcast, a GameCube, and a PlayStation, and something else, too. Oh, my regular Nintendo.
I have all of those things, but not the cables for the older ones.
I have everything for everything.
I played a lot of Super Mario.
Which older ones?
Nintendo, the NES, and the Dreamcast.
I may have a second pair of NES
and everything, but no cables. No cables.
No cables.
No.
Why do you have no cables?
I don't know. They're like everywhere. I don't know where they are. They're like.
But they're nowhere.
Everywhere, but nowhere.
Oh, I forgot. Sorry, I forgot what else was to talk about games. Anyway.
This Devin dude trying to get on my bad side. He says, why is Sniper Goo a good video maker already and it took you over a year?
Damn!
That's pretty aggressive,
call
Devin.
You out.
Because Ryan sucks ass. Because
I ain't a bitch like no Dwight, that's why.
Damn. He doesn't even have intros. What or an outro? What is that?
Oh, I'm sorry. I just
get off YouTube.
Boo. No, I'm getting an intro. You just chill out.
Boo this man.
Boo.
Burn him.
Matt asks,
former Lynch squad.
Matt asks, why don't you guys suck Evangelion's dick for being the greatest anime ever?
Really? Because I hate that thing. With the whiny-ass kid just whining and moaning and bitching and crying the entire series.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he likes whiny kids.
What if I were to tell you I don't know what that is?
I know what it is. I never seen it.
Don't worry about it.
I saw one of them and I kind of got lost with all the dogma they were trying to present.
Oh, yeah, it's confusing, especially if you don't watch it in order.
And then Chris was trying to explain it to me and they're like, no, it makes sense. And I'm like, no. I am watching these in order. No.
Just that main character I cannot stand.
That's never a good thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, my daddy hates me. Why do I have to do this?
Alright, next question.
Next question.
Okay. One guy asked where you could buy a T-Mongoose Mario poster. That's at society6.com/T-Mongoose. I just tweeted you the link.
There you go.
Yeah. How did we all meet?
We've been over that a few times.
Yeah. Well, everybody on the podcast, we all met at school.
Yeah.
You know, we all met in elementary school. Well, not Tyler. I mean, we met Tyler at high school.
Mm-hmm.
I met you guys in elementary school. I've
known Ryan forever.
Yeah, but we met Ryan.
Yeah, Tyler and I've known each other since... It'll be 20 years next year, Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty long.
I like that.
Dang, we were young.
Yeah.
How old are kids in sixth grade? That's when we met, right? Sixth grade?
You and me, or me and Terry?
Oh, like Terry and I.
12, oh, we got what? Sixth grade too.
11?
13?
Or 12?
Yeah, 11, 12, 13, sixth grade.
11, 12.
Yeah, I was six when I met Tyler, and he was eight, so.
Terry and I have known each other for 12, 13 years now.
Sarah and I will be at 10 next
fifth?
Year.
Mm-hmm. 14 years then.
You've only known her half the time we've been, we.
Nah, it will. 13, 14
years.
Yeah, yeah. 13, 14. Yeah. So old.
Yeah, it's fucking dumb. I don't like that.
I hate this.
Can we end the podcast?
What happened?
Making us feel old.
We are old.
That's
feel
okay.
Shut up.
Who is the sexiest member of T-Mongoose? The sexiest member in the podcast?
Sickest? It's probably me. I have some pretty bad allergies right now.
Ryan has allergies, so...
So obviously
so
he's
Ryan,
the sexiest choice.
Sexiest.
If you're into
my
mucus.
My nose is all red. You guys want a piece of that?
If you're into red eyes and mucus.
Oh,
Ryan's
I'm
the guy.
Ryan getting it in.
Then he is the man for you.
Now okay. You know.
Tribeam asked us about the PS4. What do we think of it so far and the streaming capabilities and stuff like that? We talked a lot about this on the last podcast, but unfortunately it fucked up.
If somebody who remained nameless.
DX Toy fucked over.
Okay,
fucked me over.
One at a time. Summarize your feelings on
yeah,
PS4.
Keep it about 2-3 sentences. Short. Real short and sweet.
I'm really excited. I was saying earlier that if for some reason Microsoft decides to wait another year, which I wouldn't be upset about, because that would definitely mean a Halo 5 launch. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I will buy a PS4 if it comes out this year and there's another wait. But if there's not, I'm going to buy the Xbox. I'm done.
Okay, Tyler?
I'll buy it if I have the money, but other than that, I'm pretty clueless.
You didn't watch the press release?
I didn't have time. I was at work.
Okay.
You didn't watch it later?
No.
You would have been better off watching it later, because the stream was awful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was, and you could skip through all the bullshit.
Yeah.
It's on my to-do list. How's that?
Terry, what about you?
Hit and miss. Some cool stuff. Much more interested in the game lineup than anything else.
Capcom
kind of wowed me with what they had.
Yeah, that looked really good.
Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know. I'm on the fence. I want it to be good, because I was originally a Sony fan.
Yeah. But, yeah, me too.
Yeah, I think we all were.
Yeah.
And
well,
PS3.
No, I mean, really, it was just up until the PS3.
Yeah.
That's one
all,
and
that's
two.
All it was. PS2
good.
Was amazing.
Yeah, PS2.
PS2.
Strongest fucking
Xbox.
Console
that's
ever.
That's when I went Xbox.
I had a PS2, I had an Xbox, but I was more on the Xbox side, because I got games for that, and the PS2 was more of a family thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's really actually what happened to the PS3, too. It became a family thing.
Right.
And I've been trying to adopt it. I've been trying to, you know,
bring
just
in.
Take it away from them, which they told me I can't. It's just, I want to, you know, hold
keep
on
it
to it. Yeah, keep
here.
It.
Yeah.
So I can actually play it. But PS4, streaming thing. It's pretty cool. I like how it's built in. It's probably going to suck ass, though, but it's a
probably.
Cool that it's there.
Probably at first, but they'll probably fix it.
Maybe. You know, you can only do so much with a console because it's built in there already. You know, it's not like a PC where it's like, swap out the card, you're fine, whatever.
Well, that's okay. Yeah,
the DVR function is pretty cool. You can sort of record some gameplay. I think there's probably limitations to that, though.
Mm-hmm.
Probably like the last like 5 minutes or something. Type of deal.
Yeah,
probably.
I think it said it records the last 15.
15?
Yeah. Okay.
That's what I read.
All right. That's pretty cool. They're using a lot of,
a pretty good amount of time.
they're losing or losing. They're using a lot of old tech. So from someone like me who likes the tech aspects of stuff, to see them using old stuff that's already like 2 or 3 years old, it really hurts me because I feel like that's going to hurt its longevity. Because yeah. This is supposed to be the next gen console is supposed to last for another 6-7 years, and if they're already using stuff that's 3 years,
well, maybe they don't want to do it that long again.
Well, no one.
Maybe they
want
to go
that.
Back to the maybe they want to go back to the 4 year model of like think, the Xbox to 360.
Well, then they should take price into consideration.
That just seems expensive.
It seems very expensive. Yeah. And the thing is that if you're building a console that only lasts 4 years, it's going to suck ass. But this thing. You want a console to last as long as possible. The only reason they're going to next gen is because technology has so far past it now that it has to. Because they've reached limitations on the PS3 and the Xbox. Xbox is storage, and the PS3 is there's a lot of things.
There's a lot of things with Xbox. Xbox,
and there's a lot of problems with both of them. So. They're upgrading it. I mean, the physics is awesome. You know, they got a lot of cool stuff going on there. But everybody's flipping
shit.
You can
drop like a million balls in this room.
Yeah. and we can now play old people. It was too hard before. Too many wrinkles. We went from 12 wrinkles to 500. The wrinkles are through the roof.
The get graphics, old in high definition.
Graphics are fine. But being a heavy PC user, they didn't impress me much. But a lot of people are flipping shit over it. Anyways, it's going to be great. It's going to be a good system. It's going to bring a lot more capabilities. I like a lot of things that they are bringing. But yeah, lineup is really where they got to strike home.
Got to have good games.
Yeah, if they're not bringing in good games, then they're just going to go by the wayside. And we're at a point now, too, where exclusives... aren't that exclusive anymore. We have one or two games. PlayStation has one or two games.
Mm-hmm. God of War.
I wish we had Uncharted. God of War is whatever. Yeah, I wish we had Uncharted. You know, Uncharted would be awesome.
Uncharted
is a great game.
Uncharted is fun to watch. I feel like it's very repetitive and, you know,
I've played
basic.
I played 2 and 3.
I played a demo of 3 and then I just watched the rest of them.
It's good to watch, though, too.
That's like, what I'm saying. It's great to watch, and that's why I just watched it instead of playing it.
Right. But yeah, I'm just saying, it's like, we're at a point where I hope with the PS4 and the Xbox, whatever it's going to be called, that...
The Durango.
The codename Durango. he'd be reeling me in my head. Because I'm thinking about the Simpson car commercial. You know? I want to get us to a point where the console war stops. Because a lot of people keep saying this and that are better, whatever.
It's going to be a console war as long as there are consoles. Because people
in reality, if you really, really think about it, I mean, honestly, like if you like take this with an open mind, PC is going to win.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see. You see, the problem now is everybody's going, you know, I don't need a good PC. Real PC gamers do, but that's it.
I don't understand your point.
People don't buy computers anymore. Computer sales are down hard.
Says who? Everybody's buying a PC.
No.
Everybody has a PC. Everybody wants to upgrade their PC.
It's wrong information, Dwight.
You're one of these people.
I agree. I am. Doesn't mean everybody. Maybe everybody you know that knows about computers. Read the news. Computer sales are down. Everybody's hurting. Microsoft's hurting.
Ryan, you fucking read the news too. You said the people are saying console gaming is dying and it's all about mobile gaming.
Well, I'm not... No, but that's not... I'm not talking
about... I'm talking about other news. Real news.
PC and console are two different things.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, but people wrap them into the same thing.
Computer sales are down.
Yeah, if you're talking about
people are buying laptops. People are buying tablets. Yeah. People aren't buying PCs.
Ryan, you could take that same argument and put it towards the people who are buying tablets instead of gaming consoles. Just because the people that aren't buying PCs are people that don't game.
No. I'm talking, there are people who play on consoles because it's so convenient, and they won't go get a
good
PC. That's
a different issue. Convenience is a different issue.
Most gamers will do it on a console because it's more convenient. Yes, people like you, me, we buy computers, but it's not a huge number, Dwight.
I don't think it's a convenience issue, but rather just an expense issue. Because you, we all, everybody that, almost everybody that I know, I shouldn't say everybody, almost everybody I know has their PC hooked up to a TV. So you could still get the experience of playing a game on a couch with a controller on a big TV.
I know.
But still have a PC.
So I have mine set up.
Right. And I have
but not, set up I'm telling too. You, not everybody does that.
I know.
Not a lot of people do that.
Anyways, I'm just saying, in the shallow mind of the console war type of thing, the PC is always going to have an edge just because you're in charge of upgrading your own machine.
Yeah, that's true.
So you're never going to be limited by the fact that you can't, like, you're stuck in a hardware bind unless you just can't afford it.
Well, yeah, PC, yeah.
But that's the same thing for hardware. Like, if you can't afford a PS4, then obviously you can't upgrade your shit.
Yeah, but PC's always going to be ahead hardware-wise than console, yeah.
Even sales-wise, too.
Sales-wise,
yeah, I'm talking, yeah, we were talking sales, not... will
definitely beat PC.
Well, you can't put a number on PC sales.
I guess.
Someone buying a new graphics card, that could, you know, upgrade their gaming machine 130,000%.
We're saying...
See, that's the thing. It's hard to put shit on there. I think it should just be fucking nothing. All right? No one... Just shut fuck up, all right? 360 is just as good as the PS3.
Just hug it out,
Wii
guys.
The Wii U is actually decent. Like, everybody's giving it shit because the Wii was so bad initially. Like, initially it blew up because... What?
Why would you even compare anything to the Wii?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like the Wii
is great, but it's behind already.
The Wii U,
Is a little.
I'm just saying though that for a Nintendo machine, the Wii U is actually fun.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's pretty good. I thoroughly enjoyed myself when I played it the one time that I did play it, but I played it for a few hours, so it was a lot.
I've always kind
of
thought that the Nintendo was going more paving a different route than the whole like performance and everything road.
I think that's really stupid of them to forget who made them what they are.
Who made them who they are?
Us as kids buying this shit. Then they're just like, oh, fuck you. We're not going to make games for you now that you're older.
You just said us as kids.
Yeah.
Like we were the kids when it came out.
What did you play?
For kids now.
He's talking about hardcore.
Yeah, I'm talking like they should have remembered us. I'm not saying they couldn't stop, but why were we forgotten?
Hardcore. Ryan, the Wii U has Duty 3. What do you want? Black Duty. Wait, yeah, it's hardcore gamers, bro.
No, you misunderstand.
You misunderstand, sir. Hardcore gamers are
maybe
here.
You haven't seen the new Black Duty. You can look at your radar on the tablet screen.
Yeah, and you could probably press something on
there. You could press stuff on it, too.
Yeah.
You want to drop a Predator missile right here? Just fucking click it, dummy.
Just click it, you dummy. Oh, dude, they need a new Mama Cooking House, Mama.
Mama Cooking House.
You have like the pot right there, and you're like,
get yourself a stew going.
What the hell are you talking about?
And you can stir it.
You get yourself a stew going.
Get yourself a stew going.
Get yourself a stew going.
Anyways, I hate the console war thing. Anybody who like comes in hot at me saying like 360 best shit ever, probably something a little bit more hot than that.
It's a little lazy. A
PC Master Race. I hate that. Mm-hmm. I immediately think down of you. You know, I think that you just don't have the mental
capacity.
We all
already know PC is better. Just don't be a dick about it. Don't rub it in the face. You can't beat the convenience of a console on that one.
To sum it up.
You buy a console, you buy a game, pop it in, don't have to install it, you go through.
Go straight into
straight
it.
Into the game.
Straight. Unless you're on the PS3, then there's patches.
Unless you do the PS3, then you do have to sit there and wait for a while.
That's one thing that they specifically mention. Yeah. Oh yeah, we got a processor now, background, whatever, it's great. You know, y'all gotta worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
That was one downside of the PS3.
That was a very big downside.
Yeah.
Hey, update time.
Yeah.
Come back in like 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have an update to kind of fix that update.
Oh, wait, we have another one.
Yeah.
It's easier to just layer them up top one at a time instead of just making a patch that has all of them.
Gus from Rooster Teeth was talking about one story where he went to go play, I believe it was Uncharted 3.
Mm-hmm.
He's never played it, he was going to play it.
Yeah.
He popped in his thing, and he says, guess how long it took me from putting in the disc to when I was able to play?
2 days.
5 hours.
No, 45 minutes.
No.
Ooh. But the thing is, you get a new game, you're super excited to play it.
You're sitting there like, what the fuck?
45 minutes. Now, we're not saying that the Xbox doesn't have patches. It does. Battlefield is the worst of them all, I believe, because a lot of the patches are like 2 gigs.
Well, yeah, but that's...
Here's your 6 gigabytes of new information. So have fun for the next 3 days.
Multiplayer. Multiplayer Battlefield, yeah. But we do get patches and stuff like that. We do get system updates, and some of them do take some time. They're just not as frequent or as...
long.
Annoying as the PS3s, is, I guess, the right way to put it. Anyways, let's get off of this. We've talked about it enough.
Yeah, next questions.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
What do you guys think of this pen? The 3D Doodler.
Oh, the 3D Doodler.
I think it's stupid as shit.
I mean, it's alright. It's basically a glue gun with plastic.
It's a glue gun! Glue guns have been around, but, man. It's a fast-drying glue gun.
It's a plastic fast-drying glue gun. It's cool. They did some cool stuff, but...
Name one cool thing that they did with it.
They made the Eiffel Tower. Come on.
I saw a dragon.
I said name one cool thing.
Come on.
I saw a dragon.
Doodling.
That's intense, though, that they wanted 30,000. Yeah. Ryan. Okay, they had a goal of 30,000, right? They started a Kickstarter for it.
Okay.
They have 27 days to go, and I believe these can only go on for like a month or something, right?
It's only like 30 days.
30 days?
Yeah.
So, what's a Kickstarter?
No, it has to be. Kickstarter is a site that...
it would have had to be more, because I remember looking at it a while ago.
Yeah, this... Kickstarter is a website where people can go to like fund projects and stuff. Like, new companies will go like,
it's
hey...
It's all donation-based.
Yeah, it's crowdfunding. Crowdfunding. Yeah. So...
Okay.
These people wanted to do this 3D Doodler pen. It's basically a tiny glue gun that spits out a very tiny stream of plastic that dries really quick.
Yeah.
Okay. 30,000 gold, what do you think they're at?
20.
20,000? Tyler? Sure.
They got 21,000.
They got 27 days ago. All right, so Ryan, you're at 20. Tyler, you're at 21.
He's that asshole in Price is Right. I wait for the one guy to come. They go, oh, yeah, that, but one more.
That was one. $1.8 million.
Dang.
Seems a little over the mark. They just getting greedy now?
No, it's just people are fascinated.
Throwing money at it.
People seem to love it for some reason. I feel like I'm taking stupid pills here.
It's cool. It's cool. Come on.
It's okay. It's a neat idea.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
But it's just, I don't know. I want to see where they go with it. I'm at that point now.
There was, at some point, they explained there's like a practical use for it. I don't remember what it was.
Was it making wigs for old-ass ladies? Because that lady's ugly.
You get enough plastic, you get some stew going.
I don't know. I don't...
It's interesting. It's whatever.
It's so niche to me.
Yeah.
It looks like shit, dude!
Crafts people leading it up. Come on.
Okay, arts and crafts people, sure, whatever. I think it's okay idea.
It's like the guy
idea.
That made duck whistles. Like, it's a useless little thing, but I mean, he sells a million of them. He's a fucking billionaire now.
I gotta have it!
Yeah, exactly.
What?
You want them duck whistles?
You can make those whistles?
You don't have to do with my hands anymore?
I just...
No more quacking
for
you.
It's just one of those little things that, like, you didn't know you wanted it or were interested in it before it existed.
I think that's what really blows my mind. It's just the fact that it's so mundane to me to see it explode like this. It's fantastic that it did. I'm very, very, very happy for these people. They won a 30 grand. They got $1.8 fucking million dollars, dude. That is fantastic. I love that. I just don't see how that came about. Like, how did these 20,000 people just decide, oh, shit, man.
I think if you had one, you would have fun with it.
I think I would have fun with it. I would. But I can't put, like, the figures together. Like...
It's a good idea.
It's a good idea.
Plastic glue gun. Why not? Give them a dollar.
Check this one out.
I'll get... I would pay... What is it? I think they're selling it for $25. Or is it more? plus a bag.
Did they say how much they're doing it for?
So what is it? You get a full doodler pan for 50.
20,000.
Next question.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't see how much they say it's going to be.
They probably don't have a price down. Well, if you check the pledge thing.
I tried. I think it's like 50 because the 25 didn't have
anything. One backer downloaded 10,000 or gave $10,000.
Gave 10,000.
Dang.
Wobbleworks special.
Full 3D.
They get a free pen
and a membership to an exclusive one free pen
for your several thousand dollars.
Wobbleworks. I love that name. That's a good name. Wobbleworks.
Because when you build the Eiffel Tower, it'll wobble.
Because, nah, it's just what all the lines look with this 3D fucking pen. It's, they're all wobbles.
yeah.
Cool idea. I want to see how they take it. Because, like, right now, their little demo pen, it's pretty ugly looking.
Yeah, and prototype.
Huge. Yeah, the prototype. Which it should be. It's a prototype. So, I want to see what they're going to do with the money to see if the Stukes, whatever. It's neat. Also, why don't you guys hail Django as the best movie of 2012? I still haven't seen it. Yeah.
I saw it. I loved it. Great movie. I still wouldn't call it the best movie of 2012.
There you go.
It come out in 2012?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, December, didn't it?
I thought it came out this year.
No, wait. Ryan, when did it come out?
I don't know. I saw it in January.
Yeah. Terry gonna look it up.
I'm pretty sure it came out this year.
Okay. Anyways, we'll go to the next question while he's looking that up. Shimmy asked, if you could breed two animals together to defy laws of nature, what new animal would you create? That's a good question, Shimmy. That's actually a solid question. Good job, Shimmy.
I don't know.
You gotta go with turtle ducks.
Them turtle ducks.
I would say an eagle turtle.
Eagle turtle.
Because an eagle's gonna have all that power behind the wings, you know, the turtle shell.
Uh-huh.
And eagles are terrifying already because they're buff as shit. Because they're getting rid of,
oh, you're talking about the arm eagle.
No. I'm just talking about compared to other birds and eagles.
Get a man eagle.
Well, nah, yeah, not
a man eagle.
The arms, man.
How about a myrtle?
A myrtle.
Man turtle.
Man turtle.
Turtle with buff ass arms, just walking around like
use those big guns to walk.
So basically, what you're saying is a turtle with any other animal would be awesome.
Any animal with buff ass arms is cool.
Django came out on Christmas.
Christmas. All right, there you go. 2012.
Well, I still wouldn't call it the best movie of 2012, although it is good.
I'll see it soon.
I would call it a movie.
Yeah, it was a motion picture.
I'd maybe
give it a number two next to Batman.
I just don't like Hobbit. Going into a movie knowing that it's fucking 3 hours long. And it's
like The Hobbit?
Yeah. I didn't like going into that knowing it's going to be 3 hours long.
My vote's turtle duck.
Turtle duck?
Turtle duck.
I'm going with eagle turtle because it could fly and then it has a shell to protect it.
And then it just sucks its wings
in. Yeah, and then it dives down. Like yeah, it's like the Kirby thing.
It doesn't pick up its prey. It just crushes
it. I don't know what I'd
prefer. It crushes it and then it comes out. It goes, and then it comes. Oh, it just made like that. And then like a giant dust cloud comes out. Shimmy, like animate that.
It's like a drop ship.
Shimmy, you gotta animate that. Just like an eagle with like a turtle shell just like flapping by, right? And then it sees like a little mouse or something on the ground. And then like he squints his eyes and then it just sucks itself in. And it's just a huge cloud of dust.
It's on little mini mushroom cloud from dust.
It comes out of his shell with like fucking aviator glasses on and he goes, gotcha.
Come out of orbit.
What if they're the policemen of the skies, dude? Or the Earth nature?
Policemen.
Yeah, like there's a group of them flying by, and they're like chasing like fugitives and stuff.
Pull over. Little comm systems. Breaker, breaker. Overall.
Whoop, whoop. I'm going in. Hit the lights.
Like in orbit. So what about you guys? Combinations.
I don't know. A giraffe lion, because it'd be funny to see. It's a vicious ass lion with a long ass neck.
He can bite you up into trees.
A huge mane. Terrifying.
That is terrifying. Tyler?
That's mine.
Oh, man. Let's just do a squirrel and any bird.
What?
Squirrel bird.
Okay, a peacock.
Well, real fine squirrel. What?
Squirrel and a peacock.
Squirrel and a peacock. Got a big-ass bushy, like, feathery...
feathery piece of shit.
Full of colors.
How do you think peacocks can fly?
Squirrel can't even fit in its little hole.
It's terrifying.
Like, God damn it.
Like, oh, it's like, yeah, all right. Piece of shit. should be then immediately asked, what would be your dream sandwich?
I would think anything off of the Mr. Pickles menu.
Yeah, anything from Mr. Pickles.
I don't really like sandwiches.
So there you go.
Sandwiches.
I would like to try Elvis's sandwich, though, the one with it's a whole loaf of bread. It's got, I think it's jelly, peanut butter, banana, and bacon.
I don't remember there being bacon. No. I thought it was just peanut butter and bananas. Fried.
A little bit of cocaine in there, you know.
Pretty sure there's bacon in there. And he drank just it with a dangerous bottle of champagne.
I think you want to put bacon in there.
Yeah, well, look it up.
Put bacon in everything.
The guy did die on the toilet. I could be right.
You know what? You may be right.
Your evidence. It's empirical, logical, and...
He used to take his private jet back to Memphis just to get it. That sandwich. And that's how you know he's the king.
Elvis was dumb. He came from the dumb era.
Elvis was dumb.
He died on the toilet. Come on. Anyway.
He died the way he lived.
Can I tell you something, Terry? Every time I see Scruffy, all I think about is you. You are the Scruffy of this group.
Yeah.
Scheduling.
You're the janitor.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, you can take it that way if you want to be. Go ahead.
All right, Victor asks, how many butts do you see per day?
Well, not many. I work at a bank, so.
I see a decent amount of butts per day.
I see about two. I think that's my average. I saw a lot today because I was out and about doing errands.
I see.
There was this one girl at the car wash.
She got a butt.
She was drying a Mustang, and I'm like, damn.
America.
you pick up that towel.
He pulled out his American flag and saluted.
Nah. She looked like she wanted to kill me, so it's just whatever.
So really, you were cowering in your car?
Yeah, I drove away real fast.
Was she, like, whipping her towel out? She's like, go on, get it.
Go on, get it.
Get out of here.
No. Shay asks, who would die first in a zombie apocalypse?
Alex.
Next question.
All right. If you could shape your butt into... this is from Victor again. If you could shape your butt into any animal, what animal would you shape yours into?
Two turtles to be as close as possible to my butt.
I'd say hippos.
Hippos.
I don't think I'd do that.
Two hippos.
Oh. You wouldn't do it, right?
Are you allowed to
I'm going to knock an answer.
Oh, I didn't know that was an option.
Can I change mine to armadillos? So okay. I just curled up and get that nice armor-plated butt.
Armor-plated butt. That's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
That is not bad. I'm going to take turtle then.
All right. That's yours.
All right.
I got armadillo. No one's getting through right. these cheeks.
So Shimmy asks, toasted butt or buttered toast? But
it's with all the
like,
butts, guys.
I don't know. Like, I guess
I just had buttered
I
toast.
I think the people were just following each other, and they're just like, oh, shit, they did a butt question. I'm going to do a buttered butt question, too.
A butter question?
A butter butt question.
Butter butt question.
I'm going to go with buttered toast because that's delicious.
No, it's buttered with two T's. It's butt-erd toast. Oh,
buttered has two T's.
Yeah.
No, yeah. That's not what they meant. Trust me. Like, with all the butt questions, come on.
They should have hyphened it then.
Yeah, they should have hyphened it. All right, I'm going with butter toasting. I don't know. Yeah, toasted butt fancy. Might be... do we have to eat it? Because we're just
know.
Looking
Are
at it.
Are we just holding it? Or?
I'll hold a toasted butt.
Oh, well, yeah.
I'm interested to see
what it is. Toasted butt is just out in the sun.
Depends on whose butt it is.
Nah, I'll hold anybody's toasted butt.
What's
I'm good.
Man, my butt's toasted. get a feeling there.
All right, man. All right, I'm going to skip some of these butt questions. What do you think about Bungie's Destiny?
Okay. I get asked, or I got asked that, like, all week at work.
Really?
And honestly, I saw that little 20-minute video they put out. Still have no idea.
It looks too broad, dude.
It's very vague. Like, the whole they spend the whole time talking about, like, their legacy with Halo and blah, blah, blah. How can we make a game bigger? Destiny. And show no gameplay.
Clouds.
All concept art. Clouds. Right. All that stuff. 20 minutes talking about nothing. I know nothing about
based
the game.
On that, I'm pissed and I hate it.
I don't
hate I'm going to buy it.
No. I've got hopes for it.
I just want them to explain, like, the practical, you know, of actually the experience of playing the game and not, like...
That's what I'm pissed about.
All this pie-in-the-sky stuff.
Because every new game now is coming out with those swooping cinematic shots and everything like that. Mm. I would buy a game right now if they came if their official trailer was literally nothing but gameplay videos, gameplay cuts.
Right.
You know, not like cinematic where like they're fucking swooping and cutting stuff, and it's like a camera from outside, like a third perspective coming in or whatever. And nah, that's what it's like in the game. No, give me the actual game footage. Yeah. If you cut a trailer to that, I will buy your game regardless of what it is right now because that's how rare it is to see trailers like that. Mm-hmm. You know, I get the fact that you want to open it up, make it look epic, and it's awesome, whatever. You're not selling your game. This isn't movies.
Not to us.
Not to gamers.
We've been through that.
It pissed people off when Final Fantasy VII was doing it. Everybody thought that it was amazing looking and stuff like that, but all the trailers were cinematics, cutscenes. And then you actually play the game, and it looks nothing like it.
Yeah, nothing like that.
I remember. That was years ago.
Well, anyways. Whatever. Ryan apparently is going to buy it. The rest of us. Well, I don't know.
I'll buy it. I have to give it a try.
I think you guys are giving Bungie too much credit because of Halo.
I think
Yeah.
You're saying, but it's not the people there aren't Halo anymore.
I know, but I'm going to buy it.
All right.
I was actually just.
You tell me you're not
going to
support a company you've supported for years.
Yes.
Yeah. I was actually saying to my coworker the other day that I wonder if it's just the people like riding on their reputation from Halo, because most of the people went over to 343.
Like, that's what they're doing.
Other than the name, can they
claim
that they worked on Halo?
I need to know more about the actual game.
Right.
Before
I would say most of the people went from. I would say
a good chunk,
maybe half. So there's still a lot of the team there that the head people are still there. So I don't know. We'll see. That's all we can really say. You know.
That's how I feel. We'll see.
All right. Matthew asks, "Do you guys think you will ever stick to an MMO like he plays sticks to WoW?"
I have very high hopes for Final Fantasy XIV.
As do I.
Yeah, I do too.
I am not into that series at all, but Terry, you're going to have access pretty soon.
I hope so.
You hope so, anyways.
Well, I might have it now through another account. I'll see. I have to check with my brother. Apparently, all the alpha people were invited to the beta, which starts, what day is it, 24th? So it starts tomorrow in like a few hours.
Do you think it'll be midnight?
No, probably not midnight. What is? It depends on what time it is in Japan right now. I don't know.
I mean, well, then it's tomorrow. Then.
Yeah, it's been tomorrow.
It's tomorrow in Japan right now.
Right, but it's like morning there, right?
So probably, it's...
I don't know. I don't know when it actually starts.
I'm going to ask time it is in Japan's.
2:40 p.m. Thank you, Google.
Google is awesome, dude. They just straight up just, it's 2:50 p.m.
Yeah, it's the afternoon, right?
Yeah. So I don't know if they're doing Japan time or... Because last time it was Japan time.
It has to be Japan time, dude.
No, because that was when Japan was the only server. And for beta, it's supposedly... There's regions now.
Was it 14?
Yeah, 14.
2.0?
Just say beta start. It's not coming out. It's the beta. It's not how you spell start.
Yeah, I put 2 T's, alright? Sue me.
I know it's got 2 T's.
I don't think there's a time. There's not going to be a public time. It'll be in the beta or alpha forms, if anything.
Mm.
It'll be the date will be there, but not the specific time. Oh. But I don't know. Apparently, all alpha people got in, so if that's true, then I'll test it on my brother's account.
Phase one, closed beta. I played NBA.
Alpha. Alpha was a step in the right direction. There wasn't a whole lot to it yet, but I don't know. That'll be my game that I, whether or not I start getting bored like I usually do, I'll fight through it till the end at least.
The thing is that for a lot of games, like, the few of us who do play MMOs and stuff like that in Team Mongoose, we have played
a lot.
Almost every single
a
one.
A lot.
Almost yeah. Every single one.
If there's a, you know, semi-interesting MMO coming out, we have tried it.
We have tried
it. Yeah, that's true. Tried it at least. Maybe not played it diligently.
Yeah.
Right.
For years.
I've had Terra installed on my computer for weeks now.
Yeah, I haven't tried it yet.
I haven't even played it. Yeah. We should play it.
We should play it.
Star Wars, I played it a lot for like 3 or 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Just a lot, not too long ago.
Yeah.
And no one else was playing with me anymore, so I fell out of it. That's what happens. Like, one person goes, and they're like, okay, whatever. And then another person does. And then we eventually just fall out of it.
A lot of the time, it's not the specific game. It's just
timing.
MMOs in general.
Yeah. So, and we have pretty high standards for MMOs, I feel.
Probably unrealistically
high. Yeah, because...
crippling high.
Like, what was that game that we just signed up for that gave us a list of things that we beta test? It was a game. You know what I'm talking about, though, right?
No.
No? There's an MMO coming out that we all signed up. Huh?
Elder Scrolls?
Yeah.
Because it had the list, and it's like, yeah, I played that.
For Elder Scrolls, they have sign-ups right now to play the MMO. And they give you a few radio button questions. It's like, have you played any of these? We're like, yeah,
there was like and one like, thing on the list I didn't play.
Yeah, and then there was even a list there that said, like, have you played any other ones? Fill in your blanks or whatever.
Like, okay.
So I'm like, all right. So I immediately just start hitting the plus thing to add like 1,000 of the fucking fill in boxes. But they only give you like 6. And I'm like, motherfucker, I'm going to fill these up.
Just put more than one in each slot. I'm like, that one.
I filled up every goddamn thing on that form because I've played almost all of them. Yeah, I think I didn't fill out one. I think it was like Eve Online. Maybe it was one. I think it was Eve.
It might have been even like Ultima, just because that one's really old.
Yeah. So yeah, we it just
play a lot of these kinds of games.
We play a lot of them, and the thing is too is like, especially Terry and Alex and I, we can. We'll know if your game is worth playing to the end within the first 10 levels.
Mm-hmm.
When you hit level 10, if the game hasn't grabbed you yet, then it's not going to be good until the end.
Yeah,
right.
You know, and a lot of people will say, it's like, no, it gets way better at the end. It's like, if it's not good now,
why would I want to do that?
Yeah, why would I want to force my way through a bunch of shit so it gets good at the end?
Be fun now.
It should be fun near the start. Not immediately from the start, because we understand you got to level up to get some stuff, but
and you gotta
by level
10,
stuff
out.
It should be.
What do you say?
I said, and you got to figure stuff out.
Yeah, you got to figure out how to play the game and stuff, the control scheme and stuff, whatever. So, no. As of right now, no. Final Fantasy, maybe. Hopefully. It looks beautiful. Fucking gorgeous.
There's a benchmark out right now.
Is there?
Mm-hmm. There you go, get the benchmark. So yeah, you can, if you don't know what a benchmark is, it's basically a program that lets you run certain scenarios in the game using the game engine to test how well your computer can run the game and show you if you need to upgrade or whatever. But yeah, that's out.
So you just down from one of these?
That's not where I got it from.
Are these drivers?
What are you doing?
Benchmark software can be downloaded from the following sites.
Okay, well, that's not the pages I got, but whatever.
Dude, is Resident Evil 6 PC benchmark too?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. I don't like that game. I love watching people play it. It's not a game I can play, though.
It's not, me neither. Like, why do I have to stand still to shoot a gun?
They fixed that, but then they made it harder.
Resident Evil.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah. I played 11 for like 3 years. I loved 11. And I was so disappointed with the first version of 14. But the new version is looking amazing. I'm getting to Cap in that one way or another. I'll give it that much.
I really want to see it. Mm-hmm. So I hope that you come over and play it on here. I'll give you PC.
Think about it, whatever.
Okay.
He'll buy you a
And they're finally doing good on their promise of the PS3 version. Which, as of now, is not. As of now,
how is that delivering?
The fact that they're making it.
Okay.
And they have it set up. So now, in the original version, it was like designed. The UI was like designed to be controller based, basically.
Yeah.
But it was like a split between controller and keyboard, and it didn't make any sense. But now this is basically on PC. You have a setup that makes sense on PC, and if you use a controller on PC or if you're using PS3, you have a specific UI made for controller.
Good.
So that's
cool.
Good. Really good. It works a lot like how it did. I don't know if you played Champions with a controller.
No.
It's basically picture the PS3 controller.
Yeah. No.
Okay. Well, never mind. you have the D-pad, four directions. You have the, you know, the face buttons, circle, X, triangle, whatever. Obviously, those are 8 shortcuts there. If you hold left, or if you hold L2, it switches to a new scheme, and then you have the 8 shortcuts there. So yeah, it worked amazing on Champions. I loved it on Champions. So it's going to work nicely on 14. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm reading more about it than I should, because I'm going to go in and be like, I'll know too much, which I don't like doing. What are you looking at?
Tyler linked it.
Tyler, what is
it? I linked it a while ago.
The what?
It's called the ant jar. It's a jar full of rocks. That's what I'm seeing. It's jars.
$2,000.
I'll be right back.
$2,000.
Back this product.
Give me money. I'm going to fill jars of water. 50 bucks each.
And throw some ants in there. You know, they won't live, but
it'll be a jar. Watch them drown. Live.
High class alternative to your plastic childhood.
Oh, it's not water.
Is it like gel?
Yeah.
And then you put ants in there?
Yeah, if you watch the video, they eat through it like it's dirt. Well, I guess move it like it's dirt.
We're not watching the video. Stop it. Stop it.
Okay, I don't want to watch it. What?
I get it.
Yeah.
It's gel. They eat through it like dirt, and you can see through it.
Why, Tyler, is that... Do you like that? Is that a thing? Do you like ant stuff?
No.
He's an ant
guy. When we were talking about the Kickstarter...
Tyler, the ant guy.
Tyler and ants sitting in a tree.
Ants.
I don't know what you do with ants, but okay.
Yeah, the question, 14, we're looking forward to that. If anything, that will be the one that we stick with.
I'll
stick with.
Wait.
What are you... This is not what it looked like.
What did yours look like?
This might be like the old one. You might have got the old benchmark.
That's 14.
Yeah, but from the original version of 14, 1.0. That is not what the new one looks like.
Really?
Way to go, Dwight.
Oh, man, check this video's been fucking playing all day.
Check the date on this thing. He's trying to get the benchmark for 14.
Oh, my bad.
Failing.
My bad.
The benchmark from 3 years ago.
My bad, okay?
give me that.
What?
Give me that. Yeah, that too. Give me
some nudges.
Give me the laptop.
All right.
I'll find it.
Okay.
Next question.
Well, you got the questions now.
Next question. Where was it at? Where were you at?
Here. So.
Yeah. Well, that's not a question, Mark. That says me.
Do you mean?
Oh, if you look at, he was responding to.
I know.
The other ones.
Tyler.
Okay.
Would you even consider?
No, that's we're not, skipping them.
Skip.
Well, anyway, next question.
Going on right now.
Doll fucking self-feeding herself.
Favorite Mongoose Girls member? Answer wisely.
Amy.
Adam.
Adam.
Just kidding. Love you, Adam.
No, no. Amy, I just don't like, she ain't gonna listen to this.
I just don't like Dole.
You just don't like Dole. Look, even Morgan said, wow. Morgan knows that's a bad question.
A more Dole.
You don't answer a girl when she asks you who's your favorite girl. When she's included
who's
in that group.
Who's the best girl? We decline to answer.
Wait a minute.
Murder weapon of choice. Truck. Go.
All right, that's a good one. Go find your thing.
Murder weapon of choice.
Murder weapon of choice. Ryan, this is your ooh question.
All right, can you come back to me?
He chooses. Okay.
No, wait. You know what? No, you know what? No. Needle full of air.
A needle full of air.
No. I thought you said meet a polar bear.
Wait. Choice. We should have two categories. Practicality, and then just your favorite weapon. Because that would be, like, the perfect situation where you're going to kill someone. You have a needle full of air.
Probably the hammer in my front seat of my car, because it's the most accessible weapon I can get to, just in case.
But your driver door don't work.
But it's a murder
weapon. Well, yeah, I use the hammer to start my car.
Oh. Okay.
That's tough.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't need a hammer. You just need a hammer.
Tyler, what about you? You're a pretty violent person.
I know, right?
The most violent.
For me?
I got one.
Okay.
A wood chipper.
Whoa.
And a bunch of chickens.
Is that your practical choice? Or...
All right,
are we doing
so,
practical first?
Well, I mean, you're giving both.
Oh.
Ryan's top dog is the needle full of air. His practical choice is his hammer.
Okay, gotcha.
Because that's what's going to happen. I'm just going to have to beat somebody's ass one day with it and kill them.
Well, then, yeah, I mean, you know, you get a wood chipper and a bunch of chickens, they'll clean it up afterwards.
Chickens, like...
Pigs, most right? Practical, my Bowie knife.
Why not pigs?
Yeah, pigs would work, too. Pigs
might
why work
why not bad. Little kids? Feed the kids, Tyler.
Pigs would work better, I bet.
Children are
so even green.
Okay.
It's a good...
For me,
it's a good story, Tyler.
I want Wolverine claws because you gotta have fun, right?
Wow!
Oh.
What?
That's good. That's fun, is it?
Well, then I want to be Master Chief if we're gonna pick weapons that are fictional.
Well, you can have your one that's just whatever you want.
Listen, I'm not saying,
and
I'm
then
not,
you can have your practical.
No, one. No. Look.
He's a weapon. What up? Deal with it.
Okay.
He ain't letting me finish my sentence here.
I know.
He's talking over me.
I know, Dwight.
He's being awfully rude.
I know.
Yeah. I'm saying...
He's being awfully rude.
I said,
rude.
Not the fucking bullshit that comes out of his knuckles, all right? There's actual, like, claws that, you know, that you can have, that you hold them. They're like, they have fist packs, and they have the blades that come out of them that go between your fingers.
Gotcha.
Real
kinda like
things.
Brass knuckles, but...
kind of like brass knuckles, but, okay. You know, they have claws on them. Because that would just be fun. Just like, I'm a tiger, you know?
Dun.
Practical? A hammer is a good choice, Ryan.
I think so, too.
You know? It's not very sharp, but it's very blunt, and it has
hammer-like qualities.
Are you using a ball peen?
Well, claw. One side is.
Well, yeah, that's, you know, ball peen or claw, you know.
No. Mine's the... I got the flat or the little ball. And the little ball.
Okay, so that's a ball peen.
Yeah, and then I got the hammer side. You know, it's all good. No claw.
Yeah.
My claw one stays at the house.
Yeah, well, that's the one you actually use for... I don't really know the practical use of a ball peen hammer.
Start your car.
Smash it.
Okay, start your car. All right, my bad.
To start anybody's car.
No, you still need my key. You just have to hammer it in.
Well, I meant just break in and take the car.
Go ahead. You won't get far, especially if you park.
Oh, no, like not your car.
You try.
I know, right?
I think my practical would just have to be something in our gun closet. One of our shotguns.
Is it what?
Something in our gun closet. One of our shotguns or something.
Oh, that works.
Yeah, I'm around that stuff, so I have access to
it's
it.
It's downloaded.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's much bigger.
Well, maybe my dad's 30-06 then.
That's slow, though.
Yeah, but it makes a big ass hoe.
It makes an okay hoe. Yeah,
take it easy.
I have a lever action 30-06. No, I have a lever action 30-30, my bad. Which is fun. It's very cowboy.
I'd say my practical would be like an ice pick. Something like that. Very sharp.
It's very prison of you.
Well, I don't know where I'm going with that, but come on.
Okay, I don't know where I was going with it, to be fair. I was just pointing it at something out.
You need an ice pick, you know, nice, light, sharp, fast, efficient.
Get between ribs.
Get in and get out.
Get in and
get out. Get the eyeballs out.
And then non-practical, I don't know, like a car battery with like an exposed wire with it. Just walk up and just...
Get a boat battery if you're going to do
get
that.
Get a boat battery.
Or a semi-truck
exposed
battery.
Exposed wires. Hook it all up. Actually. Get myself a stew going.
Yeah. There you go.
Put it on backpack. Cause...
You'd be like that dude from No Country for Old Men. Get the little air thing.
Yeah, yeah. Just.
Did you guys know that was filmed here, not in Texas, like they said?
Yeah.
Isn't everything desert related in movies filmed in New Mexico?
A lot of stuff is filmed in Austin.
It's true. The Lone Ranger was filmed here too.
Yeah.
The one with Johnny Depp that is either out or coming out. Who knows?
It must be a Texas or Texas thing.
You guys got a lot of dirt.
It is, but I hear the new governor changed shit, and a lot of movie studios are going to pull out soon, which is unfortunate.
Right, back it in. Here comes Mayor Buzzkill.
No one wants to pull out. Okay, so, Reed asks, not sure if this has already been asked, but what got you all into YouTube? I think I'm going to take responsibility for everybody else in the team.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
For me, I was unemployed. I didn't have a job. So I just started doing shit.
Nothing better to do.
Nothing better to do than spend 14 hours a day straight building Hogwarts. And now that I sort of have a life again, I can't really do that. Without like severely like damaging my health like it was in the first place, because I got like an episode out every 2 days. That was awful. Yeah. That was really just.
Well, you need to work on that thing anyway.
I am working on it.
You is be doing it.
Oh, so glad be doing that shit. Man,
the problem is that I have to replace like 3,000 stairs and like 1,500 signs and stuff. It's a lot because transferring the map using MC Edit to transfer the map to a new map, so I can have the, when we got the height increase, it's rotated all the stairs one direction, one singular direction. So I have to go through and every staircase that's in there has like, it's all spiral, so I gotta fix them all. And it's so boring. Destroy, replace. It's awful. And I can't world edit it, so it's all bad. That's what's happening. But no, since that took off, I sort of started yelling at everybody else. It's like, hey guys, this is sort of a thing, so start making videos. Terry took off with it pretty quick. I remember I had to keep yelling at you. It's like, dude, do your time lapses or your drawings and shit.
Mm-hmm.
People love that shit. They do.
Yeah.
Alex, I've still been yelling at him. And he only just recently started doing a hardcore thing. And now that he's seen sort of a response from it, I think that's a little bit more motivation for him.
Yeah, and I would love to do more if I could.
Yeah, and Ryan, you tried to do something, but your computer only records at like 12 frames a second.
On Minecraft, yeah.
Yeah, on Minecraft.
Pretty terrible.
Tyler, you're putting out videos, aren't you? Or trying? Or
I have some. I'm kind of more messing with stuff currently, figuring out how I want to approach everything.
Yeah. He's trying to find him. You know,
pretty much.
What's inside of his heart that he wants to put out there in the world, and that's okay.
Just trying to find something that I can put out and I'll enjoy doing.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm having a blast with Mario.
That's good.
Mario.
That's good.
Mario.
Andrew asks, Would you recommend Mad Men?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Absolutely. I haven't watched the last season, but
I haven't seen like the last two seasons now.
Yeah. I'm completely caught up. I suggest yes.
And yeah, House of Cards too. It's
oh yeah.
I'm 5 episodes in. Oh yeah, that's another thing.
That's another thing that we lost. Yeah.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about that. Did you watch it before, like the last podcast when we were talking about it?
I had seen the whole thing by like the second day it was out.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it was only Alex and Tyler that haven't seen it, right?
Alex hasn't even started.
Yeah, I had watched the thing by the last podcast too.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of it yet
or something. I don't know.
Basically,
yeah, Tyler probably shouldn't watch it.
No.
Pretty dirty.
So? Yeah, I've been watching Game of Thrones. Well,
Game of Thrones year ago, get real dirty.
Coming back March 31st.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anyways. House of Cards is an exclusive show to Netflix that Netflix is producing and putting out that is published, or not published, but produced by Kevin Spacey's production company, and then it is being published by Netflix.
Starring Kevin Spacey.
Starring Kevin Spacey.
Who's awesome.
And he's so good. He's so good, guys.
Oh, he's just the best.
It's about politics, but it's not. It's the way I described it in the podcast, the one that we lost, was that I don't like politics. I don't like politics at all. I don't follow them. It doesn't work for me. But watching this show is fantastic. The writing is to the point where it's just, it doesn't bother you. For people that don't like politics, just watch it. For people who do like politics, like Ryan, it's just a cherry on top.
Mm-hmm.
So Ryan's fucking head over heels with it because he loves politics.
Yeah,
and he loves
I do love.
There's no barrier there. If you're not into politics, you'll still enjoy it.
You'll still enjoy it.
If you do like politics, you're gonna love it even more.
Love it even more.
You're gonna be following it a lot better than most people.
Yes, I'm. woo! You know, so good stuff. Watch it. Just watch the first episode. They're hour long episodes. It's fantastic.
It really is.
Excuse me.
What are they, like 14 episodes?
13, I 13? Believe. Yeah.
God, that was a good show.
Yeah.
You will not believe what happens near the end.
Ooh. Oh, I know, Terry.
I know.
I was like, no way.
Oh, my God. This guy sent me a picture. I'm not going to look at it. He had some sort of joke to it. Whatever. So that's about the end of the questions right now. Unless you guys got any personal ones that I didn't get on mine.
Let's find out, shall we? What do I got? I probably got all the same since it's all...
Yeah, I tagged a lot names. Yeah, the same ones.
You think it's the name? Blah, blah, blah.
Ryan, are you okay?
My allergies are just horrible. It's the worst thing.
Yeah.
I've had bad allergies since I was a kid.
Really? I've never had allergies.
Yeah, as soon as spring kicks off, it's going to be bad for me, too.
Oh, it's so dry here, and spring's basically here, that
it's going to be terrible. Actually, daylight savings is soon, isn't it?
Tonight. I don't know.
Could be tonight. I don't care.
We springing forward? I would care. I'd be at work an hour early.
Yeah, we're going forward.
Wait, so it'd be like 11 right now?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
It's 11 right now for me.
Gone to bed.
It must have happened.
Terry, I favorite a lot of your fucking tweets. Why is it?
What tweets were those?
What? Star Wars one.
Yeah, because it was about you.
Yeah, the Star Wars. Yeah. I favorite them because they're about me. I like that. There's a Ryan one.
Now you're just going through your favorite tweets.
I was looking for the unplugged, replugged, unplugged guy.
Right.
I don't know what happened to it.
John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt, was that his name?
Sure.
Hey, that's my name.
That's my name too, good sir.
Yeah.
So the RuneScape Let's Play came out finally.
Yeah, yeah.
Finally.
What?
Finally.
Yeah, where the what the fuck? Finally. I wanted to play. Terry, yeah. I hear it's your fault.
You think my fault?
It's Terry's fault.
What?
We tried to get Brenny and everyone too, but no one was answering.
It was at the time. It was just like another spur of the moment thing. If you guys aren't there, then whatever, we're gone.
You guys and your jobs and your lives.
Wait, you just gotta text me.
And then Ryan will text me.
They're not on Skype. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Look, I got time for it. So you make time for it.
We still need to do our second life.
Yeah.
Yeah, though, I really want to like plan a day for that.
Yeah.
Because I want as many people as possible to show up for that. I want to come as a herd.
So we can protect Alex from the Blue Fox?
I ain't protecting shit. If a Blue Fox coming at him, I'm going to sit back and get some popcorn.
Real weird, real quick.
I'm going to let it happen.
God damn it, Fox is such a dick.
Yeah. Well, what are you playing?
64.
Yeah, that's when Fox was at his peak.
He's just like sitting. It's I'm very hard, and I'm being Donkey Kong, and he's just sitting there like shooting me. Oh,
gun, right? Yeah.
Yes, little piece of shit. Stop moving. I'm sorry, Terry. Anyway, go on.
I don't even know. Was I saying something?
No one was.
You're right.
Then. But go on anyway.
It didn't.
See, playing 64 today just made me want to play Melee. Just if only for being able to hold it when you're attacking. Because that killed me today.
It just wanted me to be able to like jump up and grab things as I flew by and not have to stop.
Yeah, and not stop and pick shit. Yeah,
That's... Ugh. That pisses me off so much.
It was nice playing 64 again.
Are you playing it on an actual 64?
Yeah.
Okay.
With the analog stick that like bruises your thumbs.
It'll tear into that thing, man. It doesn't care.
God, dude, they're horrible.
You got thumbs? Let me tell you what it's all about to be a gamer.
No pain, no game.
I don't like that, Terry.
I like it. That's the way it is. 64 don't care if you like it.
That's true.
It's gonna happen. Then you're going to get all that plastic powder in your controller.
Yeah.
In your hands.
When I took it apart, the first one, I popped it open because I wanted to see how it worked. It's just fucking everywhere. I even took pictures of it because I was like, what is this?
It's how they get cocaine in the country.
Someone just probably just...
Yeah, playing Mario Party.
Yeah, Mario Party.
Just grinding that thing.
Ryan, do you remember when we opened that really old computer that you had in your parents' house?
That old,
and they're like,
Apple?
Oh my gosh. That Dust Bunny's the size of like...
The size of a cat.
No, like, no joke. It was like
they
an animal
huge,
living
like,
in there.
Yeah, it was disgusting.
I don't know how to get to the favorites on my phone. I don't think my phone won save. Have you guys considered, or Bruce... S, will you guys consider War Thunder for Team LPs? World War II aerial combat with the ability to join 4-man squads.
People have been suggesting that like all week. I still haven't looked into it. I think I saw a stream of it for like 5 seconds.
Yeah. In all honesty, like, if you want, you should send that shit to Alex because he fucking gobbles that shit up like dicks.
I'll play it.
I'll play it. I'm just saying, it's like, I can't get excited over something when you tell me aerial combat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't get excited over it. If you guys all want to play, whatever, I'll come play with you. But, you know, I'm not the person to talk to.
We'll definitely do it at some point. I just haven't looked into it.
Yeah.
It's on my list of things.
Same with Terra and Second Life. We got a lot of things. The top comment for a while in the RuneScape video, it may still be, as like, so we'll take this as a sign that you guys ran out of games.
No, it was just...
No,
it was thought just, it'd be funny to play RuneScape.
Yeah, like, people still play that game, you know?
Apparently they're going to release their 2007 version of the game.
They have, I believe, already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but...
2007, that's
well,
so far.
Well, because the new shit ruined the game. I can see where they're coming from, because I played... People, okay, there's I have a little gripe with this. People were saying, like, 2007, old school RuneScape, yay!
Yeah.
I played that shit in 2002, alright?
Yeah. You want to get real old, yeah. You gotta go further back than 2007.
I think they're talking about before the 3D jump type of deal. I don't know.
Well, wasn't 2007, like, the 3D jump? Isn't that when that happened?
And that's what I'm saying. That, like before it was 2D. That's what I'm saying. It's like the 2007 before the 3D jump. That's what they want. I think. I don't know. We don't know anything about
that. That was the one where I got on and just started killing chickens and cooking them and dropping them because I didn't have room for more. And I walk away.
Top comment right now on a RuneScape video is, achievement get, be the only people in the world that can make RuneScape fun.
Yeah.
We did it, guys.
Now we got like 10 gamer score.
Life is complete.
Oh, apparently I lost 3,000 subs? No, I'm good. I don't know. Did I break 40K without knowing it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. No. I'm pretty close to breaking 40,000, guys. I'm 39,801
away.
199. Yay. I like that. That's pretty awesome. I'm going to be breaking 8 million, too. Views. Okay with that.
It's okay. I mean, you ain't no Gangnam Style.
Nah. Almost.
Ain't got no billion views or whatever it's at. 11 fucking billion?
No, it hit a billion.
Hit a billion,
yeah. Yeah, it hit a billion, so it's a billion some.
Billion views.
The first video to hit a billion views.
Ridiculous. What is?
Gangnam Style.
Oh, yeah. I never even saw a single thing of that thing.
I saw it. It was okay. It's... If you watch it once and you just don't let it take over your life, it's okay. I don't want to ever hear it again.
No, now it's all about Harlem Shake.
Yeah.
Which I find, like, I survived a week without actually seeing the original video.
I haven't seen the original.
I've seen one stuff.
Yeah.
One off-brand video and that's it.
I've seen, like, three.
I don't...
I've been easy... I've stepped it pretty easy. I'm letting it go past me.
I finally saw the original and I'm like, oh, okay. It's an okay song, but I don't get why it's so big now from that video.
I like this guy's comment right here. It says, I think Dwight is going to have to make the Second Life video unlisted or something. There are some things that a person should never see. Second Life has half of them.
That's true. Gets dark there.
It does.
That'll be fun for all of us.
It'll be fun. I really honestly think that it's going to be fun. And it's only going to be fun because we're playing it. The game won't be fun. We're going to make it fun.
You should like make a rule that anyone that's playing with us has to like go completely opposite of what they normally like choose.
We all make the opposite of ourselves instead of making ourselves.
Yeah.
Cats.
I disagree.
Cat people.
I'm making myself. Black.
Well, other than being black, I'm making myself. Which is still myself. I mean, come on.
You're contradicting yourself left and right, Ryan.
Stories full of holes.
I'm a walking contradiction. That's exactly what I'm trying to tell you.
Nailed it.
Shut up. At least I'm not a milkman baby. Milkman baby.
Damn. Yeah, milkman baby.
I don't even know what that means, but damn.
Damn.
God damn.
These curls and this cleft, what up?
Oh. Did you see the Mugenics thing? From Edmund McMillan? Mm-mm. The guy who made Binding of Isaac, his new game, Mugenics.
Nope.
Oh, no, I haven't seen it. I heard of it. But I was more following like the noob Isaac.
Mm-hmm.
That's not Flash. It's supposed to be on 360 too.
Yeah.
No, is it on Kickstarter?
No, it's just they've been working on it for a long time now, and then they finally released a thing that like explains what it is.
Eugenics, something like that.
Mew like cat, M like the Pokemon, M-E-W, Genics.
Joystick? Oh, well, no, probably not joystick, but...
Sure, I guess you could do the top one. That was... It'll probably link to the Tumblr blog post dealy.
Mugenics revealed as a cat lady sim.
From what I read, it's gonna be awesome.
Yeah. The guy is a genius, dude. Yeah. He did Super Meat Boy.
Super Meat Boy.
And then Binding of Isaac.
Binding of Isaac. There's
I like Binding of Isaac.
I can't remember what it's called, but there's another one he did.
Yeah. The dude is talented, and like he just makes really simple stuff, but it had the game in itself is amazing.
Yeah.
Super Meat Boy, super simple. Get from point A to point B, you do it fucking and then quick it gets as shit.
Very hard.
It's extremely hard. But watching people who are great at the game is so entertaining.
Yeah.
Binding of Isaac is a very simple game.
Very simple Zelda.
Simple mechanics. But there's a lot of like little things in the game that if you know can make you a very good player at it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's just the best money that you'll ever spend for the amount of game time that you get. I think I got like 45 hours in Binding of Isaac.
Wow.
I don't
it's
have
fun. It's just a game that you. It's not that you sit down and play it for a long time. It's that you'll squeeze it in so much like throughout whatever you're
I'll
doing.
Sit there. I'll play it when I'm watching a movie. Like I'll sit on my couch and just play it on my laptop.
Just be like squeeze it in wherever you can, which is nice. And it just builds up.
Yeah.
Like
very,
that.
Very nice. Just like that, Ryan. Yes. Good job.
Because that just kind of built up.
Good job.
Good job.
Good job.
Good job.
Good jobs all around. Good job. See.
I'll have to look at this later.
Yeah, now the post is really long. Like, the way he described it, like, there's no simple way to describe the game. So he basically goes on and, like, tells a story of an experience he had while playing the game. That sums it up pretty well. It's insane. It looks like fun. It's like Cat Lady Pokemon.
That sounds awesome.
You can, like, find stray cats and bring them into your house. And then you can breed them, but like every cat has its own little like personality or defects or whatever. Like
there's
narcoleptic cats, and if you breed it with another cat, you might have narcoleptic cat babies, and they'll get traits from their parents and blah blah blah. And you can fight them, or you can put them in like beauty pageants and stuff like that. It's gonna be ridiculous. I'm excited for it. It looks like fun.
That,
so if you like
that,
cats and you like video games,
all of that sounds awesome.
Check out Mugenics.
The game ends with the player being arrested by animal control.
Yeah.
Or eaten alive by your cats.
That could be an option.
I hope it's an option.
I can't wait for it. It'll be fun. One way or another. You gonna run that benchmark right now?
Why not? I'm not using the laptop for anything recording.
Yeah?
Yeah, I get it. Thank you for what you're
doing. Yeah? Yeah?
I don't like what you're doing, but I get it.
Well, you don't have to like it.
Oh. Whoops.
Stop breaking it.
Well, I was trying to make it full screen. My
you
bad.
Can't. It can only be windowed.
Okay, alright.
Which is dumb. Especially since it starts it in the
right?
stupid
That's,
corner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is stupid. You're right. I hate it.
For those of you who aren't following along, I'm running the Final Fantasy benchmark right now on my computer or my laptop. Just, I want to see what it's like. What it's going to do. Running it on maximum.
Just whatever.
1080, whatever. It's doing fine so far.
Big D. Yeah, it's really, it's optimized now.
I was going to say, it seems optimized because that is still pretty, still pretty.
Yeah.
You know, and it's benchmarks are supposed to be slow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, anybody who's ran, like, like Everest or
Crysis.
No, I'm talking about like benchmarking software.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Man, this takes me back to like the Final Fantasy XI benchmark that I could not run on my old ass computer.
Your laptop?
No, I think it was even before that.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Oh, that piece of shit! I don't even think it was dual core. That's like a 10-year-old game, so like definitely old-ass computer. Mm. Good times though. Good times.
Got my hands on Nick's old 9800 GT.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, it's in the closet.
I remember when the 8 series was the shit.
The 8600?
Yep.
That was the minimum. The end all be all type of thing, and then you got like the 88 people, the 8800s.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, God damn, dude. Whoa. we got a roadrunner over here, man. You just slow the fuck down, all right? I'm seeing no frame issues. Look at that.
It runs amazing. Very nicely.
That is, like, for an MMO to provide good graphics and run fine and run good, that's a big step.
Yep.
Like, for us that understands, like, MMOs usually have large textures.
This part here is going to be, like, as bad as it gets.
Yeah. I mean, there's a giant monster and, like, five or seven people... Well, yeah, people are pretty dying, but a lot of people using skills. That's Ifrit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's scary. Why is he in the desert? I thought he'd be in, like, a castle or something.
No.
No, he just hangs out in the desert?
Yeah, he just hangs out.
Man. All right.
Whatever.
I'm okay with that. It's just, you know, I figured he'd be, like, living it up in something like that.
Well, anyway, since no one's watching that.
Well, we could talk about it.
Oh, well,
you should... If you run the benchmark, you'll pick up on what we're talking
about. Yeah. I'm sure my computer will do so great.
Ryan, you will do fine.
You don't know.
It's okay. Give it some encouragement. That's all it needs.
Don't tell him. You'll be fine on low.
Yeah, Ryan, I'm pretty sure that you could run this game on low. Like, a lot of the biggest thing for MMOs graphically... graphic-wise for companies is to build their their games around as many machines that they can get it to run on.
I had to play Star Wars on the base graphics.
Star Wars is a little different. I don't know why they did it that
Star
way.
Star Wars is dumb.
Yeah.
It's not optimized.
It is not optimized. WoW, though, can run on almost every single machine ever. Yeah. That's why so many people play it.
Yeah, I would love to play WoW again.
Plenty of time to perfect that.
Yes, it is. But the thing is, too, like, a lot of MMOs, they'll have, like, key features, like, if you see a monster with, like, a little flicker in, like, his left arm or something like that, that means he's about to do something.
Yeah.
But if you have your graphics on low, if you don't see it, you don't know. So you gotta try to find that balance, being a developer, that, like... If you're going to have that little flicker in, that has to be on the low settings, you know?
That's true.
So, it's interesting.
That am true.
Fans ain't even kicking in. It's fine.
Yeah, no, it's definitely ready to go.
It is. I'm very, very excited about this. That was intense. What's that class? I want to do that.
That was Black Mage, I think. Black Mage.
Can I be a Black Mage?
You can be a Black Mage if you want.
Okay.
Can you, though?
Is that... That's fairly...
That's... You got 2,000?
Yeah, what'd you get?
The maximum is 7,000. I got, like, 5,000.
Did you do it on 1080?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
On maximum?
Yeah. Well, on maximum, I got, like, 4,000.
Really?
I think that's just not right.
Okay. Because I'm pretty sure this laptop is as good as your desktop.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. It's probably because it's a laptop, and it's not... I don't know. I don't know what happened. It ran fine. Yeah. 2,000 is not a great score, though.
It says fairly high, though.
Yeah, but it's not a great score.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. It ran fine.
It was beautiful. It was perfect. I didn't see any drops.
Yeah.
Maximum 1080?
Just a dumb benchmark.
You're a dumb benchmark.
Unless it's like a different... Unless it knows it's a laptop and it's like a different scale. I don't know. Because I know it goes as high as 7,000.
Well, how did you figure that out?
It says on the page where you download it. It shows you like 5,000 between 7,000 is the highest score. And then 4,000 to 5,000 is super high or whatever. Yeah, so go up a bit. Should be around here. Is that? Click using the benchmark. Then go down.
Man, why is text so fucking small?
I don't know.
Piece of shit. Gotta have a fucking magnifier glass or something. Huh?
Go down a little more.
19.
It should have the score grading, right there.
Ah, okay, here we go. Wow, yeah. What the fuck? What did I get?
No man. Laptop's dropping the ball.
Nah, it's G.
Whatever. Oh, well, are we almost wrapped up? Because I got to go to bed. My allergies are...
Do you guys want to bring up something? We've just been talking about a benchmark for the last...
I don't have anything else to talk about. I feel like we waste everything on our first buck.
Well, you could bring up something.
I don't remember.
Then how do you know that we wasted anything?
Yeah, because I already got it out of my head, so I don't need to talk about it anymore.
It's gone and you just delete it.
Yeah, I wasted it already. Can't be keeping that kind of information in there for days and days.
I got shit to put in there.
Like, yeah, I gotta make room for other shit. You know how it goes.
I guess.
I don't, Ryan.
You don't know nothing about nothing, Terry.
I'm on your side.
Oh. Well, everybody else don't know nothing about nothing.
I have an idea, Terry.
Terry knows nothing about nothing except for picking a winning side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That, you've got true, the flip-floppers. Yeah.
You flat-floppers.
I'm all about winning. And it looks like Ryan's the winner. Good job, Ryan.
Good job, Ryan. You
well
won.
Well played.
I don't know what happened, but yay me.
Anyway.
Check out the benchmark thing. It's pretty cool. Especially for those who have an interest in playing Final Fantasy when they do open beta. It's probably not going to be for... If you're just now getting into the closed, at least a month.
Yeah, if you didn't get an email by now, you're not going to get in until the next phase, which is like a month from now.
You need to check yours.
I've already checked mine. Mine's, I didn't get an email.
I thought you had another account.
Well, yeah, I have to check the other account, but for me, I didn't get an email, but my brother probably got an email.
Fuck your brother. Take it. It's your turn.
He's going to use it anyway.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast.
Thanks for the podcast, everyone.
What did he say? My headphone cut out.
Is that good?
Thanks for the podcast, everyone.
Thanks for the podcast. Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah,
you're welcome. Thanks, everyone. But, okay.
Okay, bye.
That's an awful outro.
So?
I don't
just put
like,
some music over it.
Do you want to try again? Because you haven't stopped recording yet.
No.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. We'll be right back.
you have only one thing stopping you.